एचडी स्मार्ट कास्ट।
यू आर लिसनिंग टू एन एचडी स्मार्ट कास्ट ओरिजिनल।
Welcome back to a fresh new season of Health Charcha. I am Deepti Ahuja, podcast producer, HT Smartcast, and your host and dost on this podcast, where we will discuss all of the burning health-related questions you, my dear listener, might have in mind. So, let's begin. In this episode, we are going to talk about a disease that affects both kinds of hearts, the young and the old, the less fortunate and the mistreated. We are going to discuss aortic stenosis, commonly known as AS. Now, the data regarding valvular heart diseases in India remains sparse, maybe due to lack of resources and maybe even maintenance of proper medical records. But I can say this with confidence that the prognosis, basically the probability of one having this disease, is worse than most other malignancies. Now, I'm no expert, obviously, so I am going to refer to a study. Bear with me. This study, the natural history and rate of progression of aortic stenosis done by Dr. Lester, says that the mortality due to AS is 50% within 2 years of diagnosis, right? So with the increasing toxic lifestyle that we have, can we really afford to disregard this disease? I say no. Which is why, in this episode, we have with us Dr. Anoop Agarwal, an interventional cardiologist at CARE Hospitals, Banjara Hills, Hyderabad, to discuss with us what is aortic stenosis and how and when it can affect us. Hi, Dr. Anoop. How are you?
Hi, Deepti. I'm good.
Glad that you are. So, Doctor, I just want to do a quick recap because, you know, we've done a heart series before. I just want to do a quick recap. I'd like to ask you, what is the role of our hearts in our lives? Matlab, bahut basic question, bahut stupid question, but I really need to ask you this question.
You know, I think we all know about heart than what a doctor needs to tell people. But I must say that, you know, a healthy heart... It started beating before you were born, and the last time it will beat is just at the time of your death. So it continues. It is one organ which continues to beat.
Yeah.
And, you know, it beats more than 1 lakh times a day in a normal situation. And with all the issues around, the basic job of the heart is to supply oxygen-rich blood to your body. Your body needs oxygen-rich blood and the nutrients to function.
Yeah.
How does the heart do that? The heart does this work by pumping blood through the four heart chambers. And that blood flow is controlled by the four heart valves that open and close with every heartbeat. So you can imagine, each one of us, we have got four valves in our heart which open and close more than 1 lakh times a day, and they started working from the time you were born, even before that, and they are going to continue till your lifetime.
Right.
Among these four valves, the particular mention is to the aortic valve, which controls blood as it flows out of the heart and to the rest of the body. So it's the most important valve out of the four.
It's crazy. The 1 lakh number per day, my God, our body does a lot of work to keep us alive. But so what does this heart valve do? What are the functions? I mean, what are the functions of all of the four valves, especially the aortic valve?
So, you know, the heart valve, just like the valve, valves, we all know there are valves in car tires whose job is to let the air enter into the tires and not let it come out. Similarly, the valve pumps inside the heart, it allows, if I may use the term, unrestricted unidirectional flow. So the flow has to be unrestricted and it is unidirectional. So essentially, as the heart beats, these valves, they open to allow the blood to flow. And when the heart relaxes in between the heartbeats, they close quickly so that the blood does not flow backwards, just like what a valve is supposed to do.
Yeah.
And any trouble in this normal flow will make the heart work harder and put undue pressure to the heart, which eventually will lead to heart failure or heart not able to do its job.
biology class yaad aa gayi. Now, pardon me for my spelling bee loving geek brain. I understand that stenosis comes from a Greek word, which basically means narrowing. Now, Dr. Anoop, what does that mean in the context of a heart? What is this aortic stenosis disease?
So, you know, you correctly said stenosis means narrowing. Now, the common narrowing that we all know is the narrowing or the blockages of the blood vessels that lead to heart attack. But in this case, we are talking about narrowing of the valve. Essentially, what we are talking about, valves that do not open properly. And when they don't open properly, the overall area that is available for the blood to flow becomes lesser. And that is what we mean by narrowing. So the native valve that you are born with, it has got very thin, very nice looking leaflets or pieces of the heart valve, like rose petals. And over the time, these leaflets, they become thick. When they become thick, they don't move that well. When they don't move that well, they cause restricted opening, and it makes your heart to work harder to pump blood out of your body. Right. This affects your health. This affects your normal activity. This severe narrowing or severe aortic stenosis could be caused by multiple factors like aging. As I told you, these valves, they are working more than 1 lakh times a day. So, of course, there will be normal wear and tear. There can be calcium buildup on this valve. Sometimes this valve gets damaged because of somebody getting a radiation therapy to their chest. Sometimes heart valves can get infection onto it. Sometimes there are birth defects. There are congenital diseases because of which the valve may not open. These severe aortic stenosis, if it is untreated, it can lead to heart failure and even sudden death.
Yeah. No, I hear you. But how do we know ki, you know, something's not right? Considering the mortality rate, which is, I mean, it's so, like, it's shocking that it's 50% within the 2 years of diagnosis, of prognosis. I mean, I wonder if we ever wanted to know if there's something wrong with us, and if we ever had to understand when to go to a doctor to actually get ourselves checked. Uske signs kya hai? How do we know ki something's not right with our heart?
So, you know, truly speaking, this morbid number of 50%, it comes because of various issues. While the disease aortic stenosis is very severe, it may surprise you to know that many people who do have severe AS, they may not experience any noticeable symptoms unless it is too late. And when it is too late, that is when they present to the medical attention. And that is where this 50% number comes, because these patients, they typically don't do very well. Now, one may ask, what are the symptoms that we should be watching for? So, you know, these symptoms, they are just symptoms of heart not being happy, heart trying to work extra. So they may complain with chest discomfort. They may have rapid fluttering heartbeat. They may get short of breath. They may get tired easily. They feel dizzy, lightheaded. They may even faint. These people, they are not able to walk long distances. They are not able to play with their kids or grandkids. They may develop swelling in their ankles or their feet. Sometimes they have difficulty feeling asleep. Sometimes they actually get short of breath while they are sleeping, but when they sit up, they feel okay. Overall, it's basically leads to reduction in your normal activity, which sometimes people think it's a part of normal aging, but it's not a part of normal aging. It is just that your heart is not allowing you to work harder. And by the time the heart actually leads into heart failure, by the time they realize symptoms are bad, they come to the hospital. And at that time is when we look into and figure and realize that the prognosis of such severe AS is actually worse than some of the cancers and the study that you were quoting.
Yeah, it's so sneaky. This disease is so sneaky. My God. But you know what? Out of a syllabus question, I really want to understand, a lot of these symptoms are also very similar to when you get anxiety or a panic attack, right? How do you make that difference? What are the defining symptoms which you won't get if you were suffering from anxiety?
So, you know, truly speaking, this is where the valve disease differ from, let's say, boundary blockages or heart attack or whatnot, because heart attacks, they tend to occur very suddenly, versus valve disease, they accrue over time. Mm. So while it leads to this gradual decline in function status, patients may actually not notice the difference between actual pathology versus normal aging. Mm. And many of the times, it is very difficult. So while the symptoms and all these are very difficult to pick up, it's actually very easy to pick up aortic stenosis. It's very easy for a doctor to make a diagnosis of aortic stenosis. In fact, most of the time, just by using a stethoscope and listening to a person's heart, right, a doctor is able to tell whether you have aortic stenosis or not. Okay. And when there is any doubt, a simple echocardiogram or a 2D scan, which is a very simple ultrasound to be done to the heart, can confirm whether you have aortic stenosis or not. So while the disease is sneaky, I agree, while the symptoms may not be quite obvious, that also I agree, just a simple visit to a doctor can clarify whether you have aortic stenosis or not. It's very easy.
Interesting. So, Dr. Anup, just out of curiosity, how does aortic stenosis progress, causes increasing problems? How does it do that? What happens?
So, as I was telling you, these leaflets or these aortic valve structure, they are working day in, day out. They are working every single second. As we are talking, our valve is opening and closing. You're not able to feel that. You're not able to hear it. But it is working. And over the time, these wear and tear, they just kind of make these leaflets more thick, more stiff, more calcium it deposits on the aortic valve. And eventually, it becomes narrower and narrower. And as it becomes narrower and narrower, two things happen. Number one, the heart has to work harder and harder every day, every week. The heart is just trying to compensate for this extra work that now heart has to do. Because remember, now the traffic is obstructed upstream. So heart has to generate more pressure to open these stiff leaflets now. It's like, the door is jammed and you just have to apply more pressure to open the door. So your heart is getting in trouble. And second, because the valve is not opening that well, the rest of the body is not getting enough blood. So your body is also in trouble. So essentially, your entire body's system is kind of in a very strained position. And this is what eventually leads to heart failure. And this is where the heart, after a certain point, will say, I just can't work. Now, when you treat this problem, it's a mechanical problem, right? There is a valve which is just obstructed. It's a mechanical problem. If you treat this problem, everything gets better. And how do you treat this problem? You just take the old valve out surgically and replace it with a new valve. A new valve is, of course, it's a man-made artificial valve. Mm. When you put a new valve in, now all of a sudden, the blood goes out easily. Your heart is happy. Your body keeps getting a lot of good blood. Body becomes happy. So this whole thing literally reverses. The whole pathology kind of reverses by itself. Right. The only problem is it is done through surgery. And that is where this newer therapy called TAVR comes into the play, where you can put a new valve in place of the old valve using a therapy called transcatheter aortic valve replacement, or TAVR, where a new valve is placed just like angioplasty, just like a normal angioplasty. You put a valve, patient is in and out of the hospital in 2 days with a new valve. There can't be a bigger miracle than this.
And more on that, more on TAVR and TAVI later in later episodes. So, if you're listening to this episode and you're really, really finding this interesting and probably thinking that, hey, maybe I know someone who has that in my family, or maybe I have it, please stick around. There is a lot more to come on TAVI and TAVR. Now, last question, Dr. Anup. Who is at risk for aortic stenosis?
So, when you talk about the risk, like in the blockages field, we talk about diabetes and all these things. But in aortic stenosis, there are certain things which are quite obvious. One is aging. As I told you that there is a normal wear and tear happening. So as you age, the valve are going to get more injured. There is this micro injury that happens on the leaflet at a cellular level, which leads to scarring and calcium buildup and all this. So as you age, the valve becomes more stiffer. So age-related aortic stenosis usually begins at around age 55-60, where you see less prevalent severe AS. But as you look into patients in their 70s and 80s, you see a lot of patients who have severe aortic stenosis. So age is probably the most important risk factor. The other important risk factor, as I told you earlier, is genetic disease. Not, I shouldn't say genetic disease, it's a congenital disease, it's a birth defect, where somebody who is born with a slightly deformed aortic valve, sometimes rather than three cusps, there are two cusps called bicuspid valve, sometimes there is one cusp called unicuspid valve, sometimes the three cusps are not symmetrical, and all of that leads to extra stress to the heart valve. And extra stress translates to extra injury, and these injuries, they tend to happen sooner. And sometimes these unfortunate individuals, they get aortic stenosis in their younger age, like in their 20s and 30s or so.
Oh, I mean, I thought you detect it at birth, but you're saying that it can actually get detected at 20 or 30 also.
Right. So, you know, when you are born with a defective valve, unless it is very defective, unless it really doesn't open even at birth, most of the time, it opens enough for you to tide over your childhood. It opens enough. And that 10, 15 years, 20 years is where it takes for calcium to build up, where the valve doesn't work that well. And remember, kids in a very young age, they may not be able to express their symptoms that well. So we do once a while diagnose kids with valve defects. But very commonly, we see young adults in their 20s and 30s with this defective heart valve. And sometimes where the defect is not that much, they may even go up to 40s, 50s and 60s also where they have this defective valve, but they were somehow able to maintain up to this age, up to 40, 50, 60 age. And it's only later in the age where you start diagnosing these problems.
You know, I can't help it. I'm an artist. So, you know, the more you say that calcium is getting deposited on the valve, it just almost feels like your heart are, I mean, your heart is developing teeth. Like, I can't, I mean, it's, my mind is just constantly going there. But this is very interesting. I mean, there is this assumption that when AS happens to the young, when aortic stenosis happens to the young, there is this common perception that it happens to children. It's diagnosed in children. But this is so interesting. I mean, now I'm also realizing that I lost a friend in my early 20s to a heart disease. And we didn't understand what happened. He just suddenly passed, you know, and he was fatigued. And I mean, this is a revelation. I don't know what to say, but thank you so much. I mean, it answers so many questions. I hope it answers questions for the person who's listening to this, you know, episode. Thank you so much, Dr. Anoop, for your time. This was quite informative and eye-opening. And this disease definitely seems like one of the diseases we need to really, really watch out for.
Thank you, Deepthi. Really appreciate it.
So, you know, the thing is that we talk of living forever in the future. We talk of treatment options through cryotechnology. If we can't take care of something as common as aortic stenosis or AS affecting our hearts, what good is any of this talk? So in the next episode, we will come back with information on tests, treatment options, possible threats, etc. for aortic stenosis so that you, my dear listener, stay well informed and possibly take your heart or your loved one's heart and their health a little more seriously. Anna?
That's it for this episode on Health Charcha. If you want to know more about the diseases discussed in this podcast, please initiate a discussion with your physician. To get updates on Health Charcha, follow at HT Smartcast on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube or LinkedIn. And to listen to more such podcasts, log on to htsmartcast.com or suno Naye Nazariye Se. This is a public awareness initiative supported by Medtronic. Views expressed are independent views of Dr. Anoop Agarwal, intended for general information and educational purposes only. They do not constitute any medical advice. Please consult your physician for any questions or concerns you may have regarding your condition. The doctor makes no recommendations or endorsements of any products or services.
This was an HT Smartcast original.
HT Smartcast.